What have you learned about Arizona that you didn't know 2 days ago the last time we talked? Any different insights?
No, they still pretty good running football. Still have a pretty good quarterback there and some good running backs and some young guys that's very feisty on defense.
Coach Joe's talking about your defense and how a quarterback like Tate, he's probably going to make a play or two. Almost made me think, does the whole defense have to have the attitude like you think of a cornerback having with a short memory, like you're going to give up a play and you got to bounce back quickly? We think about that being applying for DBs. Does it have to apply for the whole defense this week?
I don't think you go in thinking that way. You go in thinking that you're going to stop them every time, and if you do make a play, you come back and you try to get a tackle for loss or anything, you know. But I mean, good. No one stopped them yet, you know, and as our defense, they can look at it as we could be the first defense to slow them down. You know, you got to go in and, like I said, you got to be disciplined, you know, and I think Joe has done an unbelievable job with our D-line this year so far, and probably don't get as much credit as he's due, but the job he's done with those guys is big time, and we expect for those guys to play big time in this game. We need for them to play big time in this game. I think that's really important that our D-line play really well.
Who's simulated being Tate in practice, and how has he done?
Beefy Birch. I mean, he's done an unbelievable job. Usually when you play teams like this, it's hard to find someone to emulate a guy like Tate. And Demetrius has done, like I said, unbelievable job getting our defense ready for.
You guys have gone against dual-threat quarterbacks before. What makes Tate different than other dual-threat quarterbacks?
He's fast, he's big, and they really focus on him running the football, where other dual-threats that we face, they throw the ball a little more, and they don't necessarily really focus on them running the ball like they do with Tate.
When they do focus on the run, can you not just sell out, though, on the run? Is that not going to work well?
No, you got to be disciplined, you know, because they can get you with the play action over top. You know, you just got to be really disciplined. And probably the most important thing is you got to tackle. If you watch and see how many missed tackle people have against them, and then the guy go 80 yards on you, you know. Now, sometimes he go 80 yards, no one touches him, you know. So, and that's part of being disciplined and being where you're supposed to be. But this is one of those games, and like all games, you got to be really good at tackling. If we're not good at tackling, it's going to be a long ball game.
Is tackling become even more of a concern after a bye week? Is that something that can slip with a week off?
I hope not, because we put a lot of emphasis on it. You know, we didn't tackle well in the Washington game, and that's been a big emphasis. It's getting, when you talk about fundamentals and technique, is getting back to tackling, you know. So thought about letting Demetrius Birch be live and let him tackle him a little bit. You know, that's in every game. You got to be well at tackling. If you're a good tackling football team, then you're pretty much going to be a good football team and a really good defense. So that's going to be really important.
When you're watching tape on Khalil, what do you like? What do you appreciate most about him when you just sort of take a step back and watch him?
I like when he's doing it against everybody else, for sure. You know, but he's a really good athlete. And, again, he's fast. He runs through tackles. When you think you have him, sometimes you don't. You know, he's one of those guys you just can't give him any space because he's such a good athlete that he can make you miss. He's a really good football player. Again, like he's fun to watch against everybody else, you know, and don't want him to be fun on Saturday.
Against Washington State, they did a pretty good job of sucking Washington State's defense in, and then he drops a quick pass over the top to the tight end. So what is the message? What is that scheme?
Discipline. I mean, that's what happens. You know, you get so caught up in just stopping Tate that you forget to cover the guy that you're supposed to, and they get you with that. You know, that's why it's going to be on everybody. It's going to be an entire 11-man effort in order to defend their offense, you know, because, like I say, the kid is very, very talented, and if he gets outside of the pocket, he's even more dangerous because he can run and then throw the ball on the run. So it's going to be a big-time challenge, and I know Coach Levitt and the defensive guys and the players are excited about this challenge and look forward to it.
Record, but is there any update on Justin Herbert's status?
Yes, he is better than he was Monday. That's for sure. He's getting really close. Really close.
When's his next x-ray?
What's today? Wednesday? Tomorrow. I'm going to do the x-ray.
Dr. Taggart.
Rachel Barbeau came in and spoke to your team on Thursday. What impact do you think she had on your guys?
I thought it was a good message, and I think whenever we have a speaker in, it's good for our guys, and we try to do that often. You know, during the season, it's kind of hard, but we try to wait to the off season to try to reiterate some things that we talk to our guys about, and it's great to hear from other people besides us. You know, we're always trying to educate our guys, and you know, she talked about being a king, you know, and the way you treat women, you know, and that's always great for our guys to hear, and a great message, and something that we talk about and consistent, try to be consistent with, and I mean, it's the right thing, and I think it made an impact on our guys. I see a lot of our guys wearing the little wristband and retweeting her and talking about being a king, and you want them all to be a king, you know, and treat women the right way.
Willie, how have you guys tried to go about simulating Khalil Tate with the scouts?
Oh, you went over here with that one, huh? No. Dimitri Birch. He has done an unbelievable job simulating Tate and getting our guys ready. Usually you can't find anyone to do that, but he's done a great job. The only difference is Khalil is a lot bigger than Demetrius, but when you talk about his quickness and elusiveness, and it's been good, you know, really good.
It's just one guy. You don't mix in a guy who's more of a downfield passer to kind of mix in that part of the threat too.
No, he actually can throw the ball like Dimitri. I mean, like Khalil do too when he throw the deep ball. I mean, it's easy to throw the deep ball when you can run the ball, you know, and suck guys up, you know. So, but he's, like I said, he's done a great job preparing our guys for this week.
You said last, I mean, it's Washington that the straight line punt to Pettis was the one that kind of doomed you guys.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see from Stack and? Are you guys trying to iron that out?
Well, I thought we ironed it out in that game after the first one. After we did that, I thought he did a good job of getting some hang time and allowing our guys to get down there. So that's so important when punting the football, is giving your guys time to get down there and cover. And that's the other thing, you got to do a great job of covering, standing your lanes and making sure you corral the guys so your teammates can come help you.
Excited to introduce the Arizona boys to this Northwest weather on Saturday?
If it's like this, you know, I looked at the weather, and it's supposed to be, 50 degrees and only 10% chance of rain. You know, it'd be nice to get down a little lower and a little more rain. It'd be really nice. But I'm sure they'll like Eugene and like the weather here.
Seems like Blake Grugraff's been moving around a little bit more in practice. Is he back? Could you give you guys some more depth at linebacker?
He's back. He practiced yesterday, so he's back. I wouldn't say he's 100% back, but he's back.
He could play?
Oh, yeah, he'll be able to play.